more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
And I apologize, I should probably look it up right now. And that's one of the benefits of doing these live, is that I can actually look things up right now. But there's a quote, silent gratitude is of little use to anyone. I forget who said it originally. Someone can probably look it up for me and post it in the comments section. But silent gratitude is of little use to anyone. I remember when I was a boy and I started getting involved in the youth group at my church. And I mean, I got really involved. I found acceptance there. I found hope and inspiration there. And being a kid who was just way too fat to play sports, didn't like going outside because it was just so hot and I always sweated so much. And I found a connection with these sort of misfits in my church group. And I remember one night we were at a get-together, like a Wednesday night thing. And of course, my friends were there playing their guitars and we were singing, you know, and we literally were singing things like Kumbaya and stuff like that. And we did this exercise where we ran around and we said, I love you, and I love you, and I love you to each other. And you notice it's hard for me when I start to say this. And I realized as I said those words, I had not heard them. I think sporadically I would hear them from my mother, and my mother would write love, mama, in cards she gave me. But my dad and I had never, ever said those words. And I was 14 at the time. And he picked me up from the youth group meeting that night. And when we got in the car, I said to my dad, I love you. And there was the longest pause. If I would have said something like that and no comments would have come up, I would have checked to make sure my microphone was on. And I sat there for what seemed like forever. Forever. And then finally my dad said, well, that's always been kind of understood between us. Wrong. Wrong. No. They've discovered that one negative comment to or about someone in their presence can eradicate 10 positive comments. It takes 10, 8 to 10, they say, of good things for every negative thing we say. And if what is getting through is the feedback, better known as criticism, from your spouse or from your husband or from your father or from your mother, it's not what we want to hear. We are all children inside, and we all want to hear that we are good, that we are okay, and that we are loved just the way we are. I don't care how old you are. It's true. We're always the same age inside. And that child inside of us wants affirmation, wants gratitude. My second question to the question of the day, which of course is, what was the last thing someone thanked you for, is how did it make you feel to be thanked? How did it make you feel to be appreciated? Remember, the word appreciate has two meanings. First, it means to express gratitude to someone. I appreciate that you did this. I appreciate that you are this way, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The second thing is to say, I just thought of something I'm going to say, and I wonder if I should say it. Anyway, the second definition of the word appreciate, I'm going to say it. The second definition of the word appreciate is to increase in value. Okay. So when you express appreciation to someone, when you express gratitude to someone, you appreciate the value. You increase their value in your life, but more importantly, you increase their value in their own mind. And that inspires them to be better and nicer to you. I mean, if you want to be very selfish about this, the more appreciation you show to other people, the nicer and the better they're going to treat you. Which is another way of saying, if people are not treating you the way you would like, maybe it's time to start expressing the appreciation and the gratitude that you feel inside. Because silent gratitude is of little use to anyone. I'll take it further. It's of no use to anyone. Sometimes you can be with someone and you can't tell if they're mad at you or grateful for something. We want to know. People want to know. And the thing that I wasn't going to say, I don't want to get into too much of it. Some of it I've already touched on. But the bottom line is that my daughter, Leah, works with me every day. And I have been working that throughout the day. I have a quota every day, all right? As her boss, I have to compliment or appreciate her 10 times within the day. Genuinely. Not making stuff up. Not that's great the way you're breathing or the way you're holding your head on camera. Whatever, while we're having a Zoom meeting. I want to come up with 10 things. And that often means that when we're discussing something, one of the ways that I can get one of my 10 things is if we're discussing something like yesterday, we were discussing, we've got this great new testimonial for somebody that I just did a speech for. It is the most glowing thing. It is wonderful. And we want to put it on our website. We were discussing where to put it on the website. Now, she expressed her opinion. And my first thought was, because this is the shorthand that my family taught me, is no, just right off, just disagree, right? Just no, here's what I think. Which leads her to do what? What do you think? No, disagree. So what I've begun to do is to say, you know what? I can see totally how you would think that should go that. And I think that that's a smart decision. I wonder, and I truly mean that. There's a dozen other far worse places. Her idea was probably equal to or number two to my idea. So why not express that gratitude? Why not express that appreciation? And I have noticed that her mood is improved. She's being more diligent in things. Not that she wasn't already stellar. Because, and I'm saying this, realizing that my daughter may well watch this. The thing is that it's not that I'm all of a sudden expressing the gratitude and manipulating her. I was manipulating her by not expressing the gratitude. Do you get that? I was giving her negative feedback. I was expressing, okay, this is just your job. You should do it. I've started to do something sporadically on the weekends. When I'm in Miami, if I go over to the European bakery, sometimes I'll pick up a little extra treat for the handful. There's 3 to 5 staff that are downstairs usually, and I bring them in and hand them to them. Costs me about an extra $16 here and there, once every few weeks. The people who see me walking up are smiling behind their masks. People react to people who are nice to them. People who express gratitude to and for them. I'm every bit as guilty of it. You know what? People are slamming Donald Trump for getting in that SUV and driving around with the COVID virus the other day. And I can tell you that having been in China, where at that time, everybody in China knew me by sight and I was famous, that desire to walk out there and have people pour their gratitude on me. I remember one time I started to walk out into an arena and there were a dozen police officers who got around me in a circle. And you know what? My ego loved it. And we never fully outgrow it. So if we all love it, And if it improves our relationships, take this challenge. Express gratitude 10 times today. 10 times today to someone. You could even say, thanks, Will, for a great jump start today. There's one. But only if it's genuine. That's the challenge. You have to make it genuine. And remember, first and foremost, express gratitude to and for yourself. Nothing's wrong with saying good things to the mirror, because the mirror talks back. Always, always, always. I want to show you the meditation image that I've selected for today. This is the image that we're going to get centered, get still. Here it is. Isn't this lovely? On the one hand, software programs have made doing really cool things easy. On the other hand, you got to learn the software program. But we can. Remember, mark your calendar. We've got a live virtual happy hour. We're going to be doing it via Zoom. If you've never done Zoom before, just download it to your computer or to your mobile device. It's free and it's easy and everyone's using it. I will send out a Zoom link between now and then. There are going to be some constraints. I think we can't have more than X number of people in a room. Not sure how many. I even think we may be limited to 40 minutes because I don't have the professional version of Zoom. Don't use it that much. Anyway, I highly recommend it, though. It's a great program. We'll be there Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Everybody, thanks so much for starting your day with me. And if it's been beneficial for you, click share right now. Thank you to Jerome and all the others who always share, Heather and everybody else. Just click share. Ed says, I need to regularly ask, what does the expression of gratitude physically look like? Thank you. That's what it looks like. It looks like thank you. It also looks like doing random little things for people whom you don't need to. One of the, I always think about the movie Legally Blonde with Reese Witherspoon. She did a great job of playing a beautiful woman who was also very well liked. And she always brought in her staff coffee. She didn't expect them to do it to her, for her rather. And she knew what they all liked. That was her priority. Other people expressing and doing little things. It also feels good to say, you're welcome, to acknowledge the thanks, of course. Hi, brother, says Mike. Absolutely, saying you're welcome. You know what I work to say? My honor. When someone says thank you, I say my honor. Because it truly is an honor to be able to serve. Thanks so much for letting me serve you on this Tuesday morning, October the 6th. I will see you live again tomorrow morning. And look forward to sharing more and more really cool things with you. If you haven't checked out Complaint Free Meditation, it is only $25 a month. You get to join me and this wonderful group of people that you're seeing live every single weekday morning for a meditation. And you can't make it? That's okay. About 75% of the people in our group watch them on replays later. That's the benefit of having a library as we do. Make it a wonderful day, and I look forward to being in your energy with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free